We're always kind of running around improving various little areas and places on the mainland. The land ops team in particular, they run around all day long and clean up the mainland and work on it and stuff like that. And then, of course, the moles and stuff doing content creation, you know, like right now they're really heavily involved in, you know, several big projects and stuff, but they also have kind of these parallel smaller projects and stuff to do those types of tasks. So we're always running around doing things like making little updates and improvements to the info hubs and roads and infrastructure and things in various places. And actually, one of the projects that we have slated for next year is to actually look at the textures. That's a pretty big thing for us, though, so we have to be very careful with it. I can't just, like, with one big brushstroke, change all of the mainland textures, and, you know, that creates, like, this big shock across the mainland of, you know, night and day difference. But we are actually considering, you know, kind of resourcing and reallocating all of the textures and stuff like that and doing some updates to, you know, kind of bring them up to today's standard. We're always looking at all of the infrastructure and roads. And one of the very big heavy focuses that we have, even going into the new Linden Homes projects and stuff like that, is a lot of infrastructure and really good roads and things for people to travel around on vehicles and stuff like that, and waterways. But yeah, lots of stuff to come with that. And then, of course, you know, we're always looking at, like, the SLRR stuff. I actually have a mole who's dedicated to working on the SLRR now, Squeaky, if he's specifically responsible for that. So, you know, a lot of you have had, like, switch requests and stuff. He's been taking care of those now. So yeah, anything that, you know, SLRR related needs or even road needs and stuff like that, he's been working on. And we're probably going to look at making update passes there over the next year, hopefully, as we also kind of get Linden Homes and stuff like that going to kind of bring that stuff up to speed. So, in fact, one of the projects that I've got on kind of the nearer term, longer roadmap is to actually completely redo the rail system. It needs to be completely re-scripted. The rails themselves are broken and used 10 different ways of guiding trains and stuff like that. It's kind of a mess. Things that have been piled on over the years. So expect to see some improvements and changes there. And of course, we'll talk about that more as we kind of get closer so that it doesn't catch anybody by surprise. And of course, we want to try to maintain as much backward compatibility as possible. But yeah, definitely, it's on our roadmap.